Next up is Bad Girl by Livy, who is an artist, a good friend of mine, who I did interview actually for the station. I'm not sure if it's up yet. I haven't seen anything, but hopefully you'll hear the William Hofsink, Xquenda Penrose exchange. That was a lot of fun, I thought. And yeah, no, she is obsessed with this artist, and I totally get it. Really fun, catchy, and highly creative neo soul that borrows a lot from like electronic music, particularly in the one I listened to, "Girl in the Half Pearl." There was a huge jazz step influence. And I haven't heard this album yet, truth be told, but I honestly didn't realize it was released this year. Past Future-E or Future-E Future. And, I think people are only realizing that themselves. It's funny. Liv, it's pronounced Liv. I thought it was Livy. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, here's the track, Bad Girl.
You wanna do whatever?
And that was from an album that I recently, not a 180 necessarily, because I did remember liking it when I first heard it, but I was a little bit let down from all the hype. And that was At the Drive-In's Relationship of Command, the opening track, Arc Arsenal. And I think, I don't really honestly know what I was thinking back then, like kind of filing it away as a minor disappointment, because going back into it, the visceral performances, the eclecticism on display with, I know I've used that word a lot, but I really cannot stress that is like the defining factor for whether or not I will enjoy an album, as how eclectic, how wide ranging is it. And I think that's an album in the post-hardcore sphere that really captures that term eclectic for me. And of course, like, Cedric is an incredible vocalist, and I think it was also partially getting into the Mars Volta that might have kind of opened the doors for me. Like, I listened to Francis the Mute for the first time this year, was kind of floored, but I honestly think this might be a little better. Tough to say, but genuinely, yeah, no, I see the light now. It's one of the most exciting rock albums of the 21st century, and very glad that I came around. All right, next up, we're going to be playing a track I mentioned earlier. This is Alan Sparhawk's new album, White Roses, My God. It's a bit of a strange one. Like I said, it uses a lot of vocal effects. I just read they were inspired by Prince with Camille, the character he created and almost released a full album for that was shelved. And also Neil Young, Trans, which I've never listened to, but I've heard very interesting things about. Like, he wanted to get closer to his son who couldn't communicate due to his disabilities, so he created an album exploring like how technology might serve to introduce communication between people. And so that's a really interesting reference point if that's what Alan is going for. Again, wish him the best. I think it, at very least, it's very interesting. So let's go with Get Still. We'll be right back. This one, but it's been a really good time, everybody. Here is The Hermit with Waveform Mountain.
Deep in the woods, muffled footsteps, twigs snap, all that she's ever learned, her whole story at her back. Pine scented breeze and an amethyst incline, she begins to scale the mountain, leaving everything behind. Search of her.